The latest AAA survey shows that more Americans are traveling internationally, which is exciting news to hear for a traveler like myself. Tamara, tell me about the findings.
Absolutely. So we conducted a survey of travelers, and we found that about 25% of Americans are planning to take an international trip over the next 18 months. And we're finding that European destinations are very popular this year. So Rome, Italy, London, England, Dublin, Ireland, and even Paris, France are all on the top five list. But also warmer destinations like the Caribbean and also Cancun, Mexico are also on the top 10.
Vancouver, Canada, Munich, Germany, and Barcelona, Spain also made the list. Why do you think it is that people are choosing these destinations?
A lot of different reasons. We do see that travelers are starting to take more of an interest in experiential travel, where they're actually investing themselves in the culture at their destination. And then also we're seeing that a lot of travelers are really driving once they get to their destination. And so England as well as the entire European continent lends itself well to those types of planned vacations.
What do you think is fueling the change that more people are seeking out international travel, perhaps over domestic travel?
We do see that a lot of individuals are really interested in driving once they reach their destination. In European countries, you can obviously cross borders while you're there. And so we do see that a lot of Americans are planning ahead and making sure that they're getting an international driving permit before they leave for their trip. This is a great way to make sure that you're covered once you get overseas. The international driving permit is a legal document. Make sure that you can drive in up to 150 countries. And that document is translated into about 10 different languages for you.
So your regular driver's license just isn't good enough?
Exactly. So your regular driver's license will not cover you. You want to make sure that you're getting that additional documentation. And it's really not that expensive. You can pick it up from a local AAA, and it's only a $20 fee.
Now, does your car insurance cover you over there if you have this permit?
So you actually need to look into insurance as well. That's a very great point. We recommend insurance not just to cover you on the vehicle, but you also want to make sure that you're being covered on your trip overall. Look into travel insurance before you leave for your destination. Also, check and see if you would be covered for health care on your travel insurance, just so you're covered all across the board.
In terms of the numbers, how many people are planning those overseas trips?
So we are looking at about 25% of Americans planning an overseas trip. We did not nail that down to the exact number, but we do know that that's a large portion of travelers that are going to be taking trips over the next 18 months.
Do you know if it's instead of domestic trips, or maybe they're doing both kinds of trips?
It's very possible that they could be doing both. Yeah, we didn't actually separate the two.
What other tips, aside from getting your international driver's license, do you have for international travelers?
Sure. So if you're going to be traveling an international trip, obviously that is a very big investment and you want to protect it. So make sure that you're getting travel insurance for your trip and also plan with a trusted travel agent. That way they can help you if any problems arise. And then if you're going to be traveling internationally, you always want to make sure that you are in close connection with the Department of State. We recommend signing up for their STEP program, which is the Smart Traveler Enrollment Program. That will make sure that you are in contact and have any new information from the nearest embassy if an emergency does arise in your location.
Any justification? I mean, I realize people are excited about driving overseas, but is there any reason why so many places in Europe made the list? Well, we're not seeing much Asia, South America travel.
So we actually did not look into that in this particular survey. We have seen that European destinations have been popular across the board, so we do just see that continuing into the next 18 months.
You're listening to Jet Set. I'm Amy Cherry, WDEL, Delaware's News Radio.